In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy there, partner. You know what you're listening to? Where's the Fenley Podcast?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Everyone's laughing. If we had a camera in here.
Yeah.
Why are we laughing? Sean, why are we laughing? We have a new guest today, guys.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Jessica.
Yep.
All right, calm down, crowd. Calm down. Stop clapping. Stop clapping. Hey, Jess.
Hi.
You got to talk into the mic.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Exciting, right?
Yes.
This is your first time in here.
I'm sweating.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Got a dab on?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I said she's a little... Jess is usually a little ray of sunshine. A little ball of fluff.
Yep.
So all she's got to do is bring that to this podcast, right?
Yeah.
Guys, what's new? Anything happening? We'll come to you in a bit.
Yeah.
Anything else happening? It's raining.
Yep.
I don't like it.
I literally just came back from Studio 8 and I feel like I've been in the shower.
Oh, Neil.
A heavy shower.
Oh,
it is really wet. What is going on with this summer?
I don't know.
The sun comes out a little bit and you get used to it and you think, oh, I'll get a deck chair out.
Oh.
And then the next minute you're having to put a brolly up.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, don't like it.
No.
How's the week been, guys? What's been happening? Sean, what's been happening in your week? What's been the best thing that's happened to you this week?
Oh, baking yesterday afternoon.
Oh, no, and I saw what you made. Tell everyone what you made.
We made chocolate brownies.
Chocolate brownies, yum,
yeah.
Yum. Did you get to try them?
No.
She didn't let you try them?
I
would have let you try them, Sean. Do you want me to fix that today? Do you want to try some?
No, all right, thank you.
Oh, you're looking after your figure here. Looking after your figure on a diet.
I am not on a diet.
But yeah, they looked really cool. They looked really good.
Yeah.
Was it good fun making them?
Oh, yes.
Good. Harry, what's been the best thing that's happened to you this week? Is all this going to be the same thing? Go on.
Well, for those that don't know, episode 3 of the audiobook is out now. So.
Just a little one.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so. we'll come to that in a minute. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, not just yet.
Been up to anything else?
Not really.
No? Same old, same old?
Yeah.
Jessica! Mm-hmm. What have you been up to this week?
Well, we did a circuit class on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, speaking to the mic.
Oh. And I still can't walk.
Oh, really?
I can't sit properly.
So tell us what's involved in a circuit?
Circuit, because we couldn't make it to the gym because of the traffic.
Oh, no.
Mm.
You couldn't get out?
No, because everyone was late.
So you made it tough here, did you?
Well, I didn't.
Someone did.
Mm-hmm.
So talk us through a circuit. What's that? What's involved in that for
squatting.
People that don't know? Squatting, yeah.
Bicep curls.
Yeah.
Lunge, like proper lunges.
Yeah.
Deep lunges. And then like... one foot in front of the other and stretching all the way down, and it's mental.
I don't know about you guys, but she might as well be speaking Japanese.
Oh.
I don't know what she's on about.
Oh, no.
Show us some.
Behave.
Yeah. So you're still feeling achy.
Literally,
from it, are you?
Can't walk downstairs. Got to hold something to sit down. Just, yeah.
Are you sure that's not an age thing?
Maybe.
Because do you know, right? Because surely there comes a point where you feel fine, you'd feel your normal self, and then suddenly, boom, age hits, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, can't do this anymore. I need help putting my socks on.
I did.
Do you think, there you go. So do you think you've hit that? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
36,
yeah.
Oh.
I think you could be hitting that.
But I look young.
You don't.
Whoa.
No, you don't.
I'm joking, Sean. Guys. I'm joking. What did Sean say? Did Sean agree?
I don't, yeah.
I'm no queen, no.
He left me hanging. So maybe you've just hit that wall.
No, I'm still young. I'm stretching it out.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that. Yeah, so I wouldn't know what a circuit thing is. Yeah, I don't think I've ever done one. I don't think I ever will.
You should try it.
Well, no, you've not sold it to me. If I want to feel like I'm on my last legs for the next week after, then I'll try it. Yeah, no, you're all right. I think I'd prefer a bit of Sean's chocolate brownie.
I'll
prefer a bit of that.
You can work for the brownie.
Say again?
Work for the brownie.
But what's the point in working if you're going to have the brownie?
Yeah,
because then you feel better.
You don't. Because you've just worked. You've just put on what you've just taken off.
Yeah.
So it balances.
not my bag. You're doing something sporty today, aren't you? What's this afternoon?
Oh, it's football afternoon.
Football this afternoon. So that's a new session.
Yeah.
So we've brought a few new sessions into play after half term.
I mean, I never played football before.
Oh, no. So this will be your first time?
Yeah, it's different for me this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. You might enjoy it.
I will.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I did my best.
Yeah, you will. You were also in the recruitment team, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
On Monday. Tell everyone.
Monday mornings.
What did you have to do?
Are we going out?
Yep, went up into Queensgate,
Oh, I love Queensgate lots of times. Ireland.
Yeah, so you know Queensgate quite well.
Yeah, I do.
So, excuse me. And what did you have to do?
Oh, I did leaflets out of people.
Oh, brilliant. Did many people take leaflets?
Oh, yes.
Love it. So the whole point of the recruitment team is to drive people's careers into health and social care. Because health and social care is a tough place to work, right? I don't think everyone's really that educated on it, so.
Oh, yes.
We're taking it upon ourselves to educate the public.
I mean, I love wearing special t-shirt for that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you had your own uniform.
Yes.
So again, we tie it in a sort of work experience. So
yeah.
The group go out and it's their job to sell not only the Helping Hands group, but to sell health and social care as a whole and tell the public what they want from support staff. So yeah, an important role. And you enjoyed it, yeah?
Yep, I love it.
You could do something like that, Harry. I reckon you'd be good at that. I do. I reckon you'd be good at talking. Do you like talking? Well, you like talking on audio.
Yeah.
I love talking, me.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Do you reckon I could get you into that sort of thing?
I don't know.
We'll talk about it another day, shall we? So talk to us about your big news, Harry. Hold on. Have I got a thing? I haven't got a thing, have I?
Yeah, you have.
You never really do.
I know. I need to add some more tunes. I need to add, like, drum rolls and that.
Oh, yeah.
Jess, have you got a drum roll in you?
The new episode of the audiobook is out.
Hey!
Hey!
Exciting. And it's called Revelations.
Yes.
And I listened to it yesterday after you gave it to me to upload.
Yep.
And I have to say, it is really, really professional. Like, really professional. And the problem is that, I suppose, away from these mics, you're quite an introvert.
Yeah. I am.
Whereas stick you in front of a mic, I mean, you've got a smile on your face and you talk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's... And what you've done, you know, is honestly unbelievable. Mm. Unbelievable. Because you've not only written it yourself, but you've seeked out the people to do the roles.
Yep.
When they do the roles, for those that don't know, if Harry isn't happy, he'll tell you and he'll make you redo it.
Yeah.
And then it's the editing side of it, bringing it all together.
Yep.
The sound effects.
Yep.
And you find all of that and you put it all together.
Yeah, yeah. I get like sound effects off of YouTube and then screen record them and put them into the thing. So
unbelievable. And that's a skill you've learned on your own.
Yeah.
So how much of a challenge was this number three? Because it's been a long time in waiting because you had that little bit of period out.
Yeah.
Where you had a break.
Yeah.
Was it hard to get back into the...
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit, but I eventually got back into the groove of making it, so...
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did everything go to plan? Was there anything that... Because obviously a big hurdle, I guess, was that one of the main characters, Matt...
Matt, yeah.
James has left.
Yeah.
So that's... the least said about that, the better, Rachel. So I guess that stuck a hurdle in the road.
Yeah, because I kind of had to, like, stick with what we'd already did for Matt.
Mm.
So, because, like, there were, like, one of two lines that I wanted redoing, but I was like, no, I don't want to drag him back here just to do, like, one or two lines, so I'll just make do with what I have, so.
So does that mean we're going to have to kill him off?
I don't know.
Will you eat Matt?
I mean, I haven't really.
There you go. If in the next chapter Matt gets eaten, you know where that's come from, guys. But yeah, that's it's really good, and I hope many people listen to it and enjoy it just like I did. So if you haven't had a chance, guys, it's on our Facebook page, it's on Spotify, it's on all those audio places. Wrath of the Moon by Harry Collins, chapter 3, Revelations. Go and listen to it.
Yeah,
very very good. When are you going to make a start on chapter 4?
Probably the week after next week.
Okay, how many more chapters have we got in this?
I don't know, because they're all based off of the chapters in the like physical book.
So if we're using the book as a guide, whereabouts are we in the book now?
We are... Like, book-wise, I think we're about at the, seventh chapter, I think. I'm not sure. I'd have to get a hold of the book to have a proper look, because I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So have you got ideas in your head for 4?
Yeah. I think I've got the script written out, I think.
Yep. So. Jess, have you had a chance to listen to his audio book yet?
Not yet.
No. See, we put pressure on staff here.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not listened. She's too busy at home trying to put her socks on.
Yeah.
Are you quite arty like that, Jess? Can you?
No.
No?
No, I can't. I'm practical, so I can't imagine things.
So what are your hobbies?
I don't have any.
You must have hobbies.
Chase after a 5-year-old.
Well, yeah, you do that, but you are like away every weekend, like, you know, Marbella one weekend, Ibiza the next.
I wish.
The jet setter Jess, we call you.
I'm gonna take that name.
You like traveling, right?
Yeah.
Camping, that sort of stuff. Is that what you do?
Well, at the moment we're building a van, a sleeper van.
See, we're just talking about.
Sorry.
Hobbies, and you ain't got none, but you're building a van.
Only when the sun's out.
Who knew she was a mechanic, guys? Who knew she was part of the A-team?
Yeah.
So talk us through that. So have you bought like a decrepit van? Is it a normal van that you're converting to a camper, or was it previously it's an old van?
It's a normal van.
Okay, like what? Do you know the make of it? Like what sort of style it is?
Little.
Okay.
A little white van.
And she's doing bits to it. So have you got to make windows and that?
No, so at the moment we've got flooring in and then insulation and covered that.
Yeah.
That's all we've got so far.
Are you going to have windows in it?
I don't know. That's not my forte.
You've not sat and spoke about this?
No, I just go with the flow.
Hmm. So where do you plan on going in this little fun bus?
No idea. To be fair, no, well, if it's done by
August, do you bother getting up in the morning, Jess?
If it's done by August,
yeah,
we've got the Long Road Festival.
What's that?
A country festival.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a week. So if it's done by then,
yeah,
that'll be the first one.
Okay.
And then Cornwall.
Yeah, baby. Cornwall. Did Cornwall blow your mind?
Yes.
Unbelievable, right?
Every time, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
Yeah. And yet you've been to Cornwall, but you hadn't been to St. Ives.
No, until you said.
Cray, cray. Mm. Tell everyone what St. Ives is like.
Oh, my God, just... I just can't explain it.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I just can't.
Yeah. Did you park at the top?
Yeah.
Wait, and so the view looking down from the top... Insane. Is it like a rugby club up there or something like that? It's a big car park at the top and then you've got the stairs.
And then you can see the church.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
The amount of photos just from that one...
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That one stop spot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then the what? Did you get the bus back up or did you walk?
Walked.
You walked.
Trying to get a 5-year-old to
that's
walk.
That's a tough walk as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Steep. Steep. But yeah, beautiful. When you got to, did you walk down to the harbour and all that?
Yep.
Yep.
The sea was out, so you could see everything.
Beautiful.
So, oh my God. Yeah.
Did you see any seals?
No.
They have a lot of seals there.
Do they?
But mind you, if the tide was out, then...
They were taking boat out.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Unbelievable place. Well, have you guys ever been to Cornwall? Sean, you got family in Devon.
Yes, I have, yes.
Yeah, have you been that way? Have you been over to Cornwall before?
Yes, with my mum's parents, I think.
Nice. Do you remember it?
Yes.
Cornwall, beautiful, right?
Yes, we have visited since the peak.
Yum.
I love it.
Do you know the seagulls in Cornwall? They will eat your fish.
I saw them.
Oh, yes.
Kid.
I see
yeah, they do.
Literally robbed a kid.
Yeah, yeah. Suzanne, we bought fish and chips once and literally came out and a seagull, no lie, swooped down and literally nicked the entire piece of cod.
Oh, my God.
Honestly.
Terrible, man.
So a bird's flying off with a piece of fish like this sticking out of its mouth as it's flown off.
Naughty bird.
Unbelievable.
And they're so big. Why are they that big?
Because they're eating big bits of fish like that. That's why.
I swear in the 90s they were like hand size.
I know, right? They've evolved. They've evolved, baby. So yeah, so that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Is your fella like a mechanic then?
No.
No?
It's YouTube.
Oh, right. YouTube. The things you could do with YouTube
literally.
These days. Exciting, though. Is it going to have all the mod cons?
What's that?
Like, you know, like, is it going to be fancy? Is it going
to... Oh, no, this is going to be, like, a prepared one, and then we'll move bigger in, like, a year's time.
Okay, so you're going to do this up?
Yeah.
Flog it?
Yeah.
Make some money
mm-hmm.
to buy a bigger one?
Yeah.
I hear so you.
Then we can fit 3 of us in.
Nice. And then are you going to work your way up to have one of those, you know, meet the Fockers?
Oh, I love that.
That big Winnebago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live in that.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Just get one of them beasts, like a mansion on wheels. That'd be brilliant. But that sounds cool. And I tell you what would be cool, is to take one of them and like drive around the Highlands of Scotland.
Yeah?
Oh, you've never heard of that?
Is it the 500? 300?
Something like that. It's something like that.
There's but a Welsh one as well, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah.
But both would be beautiful.
Mm.
But yeah, you literally just drive all around the coast of Scotland.
Yeah.
Meant to be unbelievable.
Oh.
So there you go, try that.
I will.
However, if you've bought a knackered old van, you've got to hope it'll make it. Right?
Oh yeah, it hasn't been started yet since we got it.
Oh man. But I want to see pictures when it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, defo. That sounds cool. Would any of you guys fancy doing something like that? Creating your own van?
Oh.
Creating your own love bus?
No.
What?
I'm embarrassing.
That's what she's done.
What?
With you and your family?
Teach.
Right.
You've created your own love bus, right?
A love bus.
A bus where love is going to be.
Right, okay.
No.
I don't get it.
Dirty old man.
What? You just called me a dirty old man. Why? I just said it's a love bus. No. I meant it's a bus full of love.
Hey, Pete.
I don't know what you guys are thinking.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, what's everyone got planned this weekend?
I don't know.
Apart from Jess and her love bus.
I do.
You doing anything?
I don't know. I think my dad might be coming down. I'm not sure.
Okay, nice. Shawnee?
I go to drum class tomorrow afternoon.
Nice.
It's in Tayridge.
Yep. Mum's going to be happy with that one.
Yep. Yep. My mum's taking me.
Yep.
See my friends again.
Beautiful.
I miss them.
What are you doing at the moment? Is it dancing or acting at the minute?
I think so.
Okay, nice. Nice. Are you preparing for a play? Is there a set play that you're...
Yes, not here. I remember.
Oh. Do you know what the play's called?
Not so yet.
Okay. But let us know when it is. I'd like to come and see that.
Okay, I will.
If we're allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll sneak in. I'll hide in a bush.
Are you little monkey?
Is it going to be inside or outside?
Inside to a real stage.
Oh.
A real proper stage?
Yes.
So I'm going to have to sneak in if I'm not allowed.
Hey! No, you're not.
I'll hide behind, like, your mum's coat. You know, like I'll put my arms through her arm holes and...
Hey, you!
And hide under the back of the coat. And we're walking as one person.
I don't think so, pal.
I don't think so, pal. Get your hands off my mother.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Let's call it a day, guys. Let's hope the weather improves. Let's hope that Jess makes a fun bus.
Hey, shut up with that.
Nice and neat. And we look forward to hearing about all the adventures, Jess. Have you enjoyed this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not at the beginning.
No. But you've grown.
Yeah,
you've
I'm
grown
not sweating as much now.
Oh, good. Good. Anything else to mention, guys, before we go?
I've got some wrestling stuff.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
All right, go then.
This one? Wrestling news. With Harry Collins. Go.
All right, so Money in the Bank is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. This means a late weekend for Harry.
And all of the participants for each Money in the Bank ladder match has been decided.
So who we got?
So on the men's side,
Do you know wrestling, Jess? Do you know much about it? No.
On the men's side, we have Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, Seth Rollins, Penta, Andrade, and El Grande Americano.
I've only heard of one of them. Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins, yeah.
Are all the rest B wrestlers?
No, they're all equal, like, measure.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then on the women's side, we have Alexa Bliss, Rhea Ripley, Roxanne Perez, Julia, Naomi, and Stephanie Vaquer. So
I've never heard of any of them. Is this as big as WrestleMania? Because I would say this is a B event.
Can
have you heard of any of them?
No.
Jess hasn't heard of any of them.
I don't either.
Nor Sean.
Yeah.
Harry, have a word with them. Tell them to put some big names in.
They are big names.
Where's Macho Man Randy Savage?
He's dead.
Oh.
Oh.
Where's Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Dead.
Where's Andre the Giant?
Dead.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh. I didn't even know.
What do we know? Us oldies. See, I told you were old. All right. I'm trying to think of someone that's alive. The Undertaker.
He's retired.
He the can Rock. Come
no.
out.
No, he can't.
The Rock.
He's in Hollywood. He won't.
Where's John Cena?
He's in a different match at Money in the Bank.
Oh, different.
Ooh.
He's tag teaming with Logan Paul against Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes.
So it sounds like the matches, the singular matches, are going to be bigger than that. Because what's that? Is that all like a Royal Rumble, all for all, and then until you get a ladder and get to the top?
Yeah, they're all in. All six of them are in there, and the only way to win is by grabbing the briefcase above the ring.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Well, we know who's going to win that, Seth Rollins, because no one's heard of anyone else. I bet you, the next time we're on the next podcast, next week, I bet you you're telling us that Seth Rollins won that. Honestly, watch this space, because no one's heard of anyone else.
I think LA Knight might get it.
Mm-mm, never heard of him. Mm-mm. I reckon Randy Man Macho Savage is going to win it.
Even though he's dead.
Yeah, he'll win it in memory.
Yeah. And then the last match, apart from those three, is the Women's Intercontinental Championship match between Lyra Valkyria and Becky Lynch. So,
okay. Yeah. Never heard of them either. However, did you say John Cena's in
He's tag teaming with Logan Paul.
Ah, so that means the world championship won't be up.
No, it won't. No. Oh, Jey Uso is also the world heavyweight championship, so neither of their belts are on the line.
Which is surprising, right?
Money in the bank. Yeah, it is a bit weird, but like, I mean, I guess it's like, you know, they don't have to defend it at every single big event. So
well, I guess,
like,
but didn't you say John Cena wants to, his ambition is to hold it for the entire year?
Yeah, to hold it for the whole year.
Well, he'll hold it for the year if he doesn't
retire.
If he doesn't. What's it? Put it up for a match, does he?
Yeah, I don't know.
he'll play every match and say, no, I'm not going to put it up.
Yeah.
We'll just do a normal match. It's okay. What time's that on?
I don't know.
That'd probably be about 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably very late.
Will you stay up?
I don't know. I might just wait for the results.
It's probably...
Hang on. Let me see what pay-per-view is after Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah. No, is it not on... Netflix now.
Yeah, it is, but I don't think they have the schedule for it. So, after Money in the Bank, it's Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia. So,
okay.
Yeah. And I think Night of Champions is a night where literally every single belt is going to be on the line. So
yeah, well, it's Saudi Arabia, isn't it? So it'll be massive.
Yeah, it will. It will be.
Massive. Is that the first time over there?
No, it's not. They've been there a lot of times now. In fact, I think the 2026 Royal Rumble is going to be held in Saudi Arabia. So
well, yeah, money out there, mate. Money out there. Oh, nice. Anything else to add?
Not really. Not that I can think of.
No?
I mean, we do have Wrath of the Moon stickers coming out soon as well. So
nice.
Alongside the shirt and the book. So.
And we'll be throwing them out on... the stickers and that will be out for the fundraiser.
I guess.
Now, really, if we were on top of our game, we should advertise the fundraiser. However... I can't remember what the date is.
20th.
There you go. Yeah, Jess, hold on. Jess is going to advertise. Advertising.
You set yourself up for it.
With Jess. Go.
The fundraiser's on June the 20th.
Come along, guys.
Yeah.
She nailed that.
Fundraiser. Oh, yeah.
There'll be cakes.
Yep.
Raffles.
Yep. Raffles.
Yep. Exciting.
Yeah.
And Harry's stickers.
Yeah. Stickers.
Come along, guys. Come along. Right, well, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Lots of love, everyone. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, be kind, be careful. Jess, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you again soon. Bye.
Next week.
Bye.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Howdy there, partner. You know what you're listening to. Where's the Fenwick Podcast?